Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we'll be listening to the work of Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks is a tough one to categorize. Most of you have probably seen his work on the first couple years of Saturday Night Live. He had short films, which he produced, which went on that. Let me see. He also had two features called Real Life and Modern Problems. Modern Romance. And has a third feature coming out soon, so I hear. But what we have before us are his two records, one from 1973 called Comedy Minus One, and one from 75 called A Star Is Bought. And although my favorite piece of his, the rewriting of the National Anthem, with which we will close this program, comes from the Comedy Minus One album, we will mainly be listening to things from the A Star Is Bought album, which is incidentally written and produced by Albert Brooks and KCRW's own Harry Shearer. The premise behind this record is that in order to sell records, you have to get them played on the radio. And he says that rather than appeal to any one type of radio station with the entire album, he will spend each cut appealing to different types of radio stations, and of course thereby lampooning different styles of radio. And his entry into the top 40 sweepstakes is what we're about to begin with. It's called A Party from Outer Space, and it's a takeoff on the old Dickie Goodman records, whereby they would take excerpts from hit records and weave them into a story. And he explains that rather than use real hit records and have to pay them royalties, he thought he would invent his own. You'll also hear the voice of Linda Ronstadt in this, among others. So we will begin with Albert Brooks's Party from Outer Space.
Attention, attention, this is Mission Control. We switch you immediately to our Hollywood correspondent.
Hello, everybody. I'm reporting from the first party ever held in outer space. Everybody is here, and I mean everybody. Old movie stars, statues, politicians, dead people, the works. Look, isn't that Lassie? Swell party, isn't it, Lassie?
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. Gee, what a polite animal. Uh-oh, here comes Abraham Lincoln. Hi, Abe.
Oh, I just met Lassie.
Me too. She's a lovely dog. Thanks for being so honest. Oh, my goodness, look over there. It's the great Al Jolson.
Don't bother me now.
Why not, Al?
I'm having lunch.
So you are. Looks good, too. Well, let's move away now and change the subject. Oh, maybe I can get a word with the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me, what brings you here, ma'am?
I'm with him.
Well, I hope the both of you have a very good time. Try the cheese dip. Looking for more people to talk to? Oop, excuse me, sir. Are you a celebrity?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't have that certain something. Uh-oh, there's Richard Chamberlain. Hello, Dick.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Well, time to be leaving. Let's say goodbye to Lassie.
I talked to you once already.
Indeed you did, and we were very grateful for it. See you all next year at another Party from Outer Space.
I'm Albert Brooks, and while visiting Los Angeles, I listen to and enjoy the good sounds of KCRW.
All right. Grabbing some coffee. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Albert Brooks, and I'm real happy to be here. Don't ask me how it happened, why I'm in this town. It's a long story. But anyway, they said, would you come down to the station, take some calls? I said, you got it. So call in, we'll chat, and have some fun. What do I do? Line one it is. Let's go. Hello, this is Albert Brooks.
A woman that called in earlier college.
No, wait.
I'm so sick of that. Save the trees. What are you going to build your house out of? Meat?
No, sir. This is Albert Brooks. I don't know what call you're referring to.
What the hell is going...
Okay, fine. Let's go to line two
You can hear him talking.
Hello, yes. This is Albert Brooks.
Hey, come over here. You can hear him.
Put down the phone. No, come back, please. Come on the air.
Al.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're too much. We're big fans of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Listen, I got a joke for you.
Ah, shoot.
Shoot. Yeah. All right. It's one of these good news, bad news jokes.
Oh, okay.
All right, now you play a part in it, too.
Right.
I'm going to say to you, Al, I got some good news and bad news.
Right, and I'll say...
My name's Tom.
Yeah.
You say, Tom, give me the bad news.
All right.
And then I'll give you the bad news, and then you say, give me the good news.
Fine. Okay,
all
Tom,
right?
give me the bad news.
What?
What's the bad news?
Oh, I didn't know we were starting.
Yeah.
I've got to start.
All right.
Al,
yeah.
I got some good news and bad news for you.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah?
Give me the bad
all
news.
All right, Al. The bad news is I haven't got any good news for you.
Uh-oh. What's the good news, Tom?
Well, the good news, Al, that's all the bad news I got.
Oh, great.
Little different, isn't it?
Certainly
is.
It's a switch. It is a switch. Let's both laugh at
sure.
it.
Sure.
All right? Thanks, Tom.
All right.
All right, let's go on line three. Hello. Oh, my, listen. That's interesting. Hello?
I play 11 other instruments.
Very good.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Let's go to line three. Hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And on the side, I'm into kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right. Be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right. How important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey, hey. Watch it, will you?
No, you see? I was just surprising you.
Surprising me? I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
Writing?
I'm writing.
All right.
All right, finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, drive carefully, huh?
I will. All right, let's move on. I think this is line two flashing. Hello, you're on the air.
I don't think funny, but
no,
I am.
Turn your radio down.
Are you really funny?
Turn your radio down.
Hello.
Hello.
Just do the best you can.
Turn
Albert.
Your. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your
hello.
Radio down.
Move on. I think this is
hello.
Flashing.
Yes. Okay.
Hello.
Let's
you're
move on.
Air.
Hello. This is Albert Brooks.
Hello, Albert.
I know that voice.
Bud Harper.
Yes. Cheryl's dad.
Right.
Hey, Bud. How are you?
Fine. How's by you?
Oh, great. Hey, I got to explain to the audience.
Yeah.
I was performing here about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Cheryl was a girl like many do that came backstage. And we went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, that girl can make love.
Well, thank you. Isn't she something?
You bet. Hey, how's she doing?
Oh, great. She's all excited. The Letterman is supposed to be coming through here.
Oh, well, listen, tell her I said hello,
sure.
Huh? And
right.
I miss all of you.
Miss you, too. Turkey dinner now.
Turkey dinner, bud. And give your daughter a big hug and a squeeze for me.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Oh, great. All right. Hey, one last call, then I gotta run. Hello.
I'm a psychiatrist in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you one question.
All right, go ahead.
What are you trying to prove?
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you still trying to show Mother something?
Show Mother what?
Do you still feel you can buy your friends with laughter?
Let me tell you something, Doctor. I don't have to buy my friends with anything. I don't need friends.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have friends.
Uh-huh.
It's a prerequisite for this business. You don't go into this business and expect friends. I am a loner. I must be a loner. That's what an artist is.
You don't believe that.
You're damn right I don't believe that. Help me, man. I'm sick.
All right. How long are you in town for, Albert?
I don't know. Maybe forever. I feel catatonic.
All right. Stay there. I'm Dr. Mark Heller. I'll call you right after the show.
Mm. It is after the show.
Oh.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a B-A-double-L. I thank you all very much. I turn the program back over to numero uno. And listen, if this doctor holding on the phone here is worth his salt, maybe the next time I talk to you, yours truly won't be consumed with hatred.
And rage.
That too. Have a happy, won't you?
Hey, what are you doing this Wednesday? Have you got any place to go? If not, may we invite you to the Albert Brooks Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Albert.
Show brought to you by your Treasury Department, reminding you that Series E war bonds have a big job to do, and so do you.
Mr. Brooks, get up, it's a Wednesday.
What? What?
Wake up, Mr. Brooks.
The Japanese have invaded. Take cover.
No, Mr. Brooks, you were sleeping. Wake up, it's me, Sam.
Oh, Sam, you gotta remember, you're not an American. Until this war's over, you gotta wake me up gently.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Brooks, but the president of the network called.
Well, why was he calling me? Did he run out of bananas?
Oh, no. He got plenty of bananas. He say this week's script no good. Could not be used.
No good? What does he mean no good? What's no good?
Remember your show last week?
Yes.
That was no good.
Okay, Sam, I'll handle the joke.
What joke?
Look, this is serious. If they rejected my script, that means I've got no show tonight. Why didn't you wake me up earlier?
I'm a houseboy, not a kamikaze.
I'll kamikaze you. Get my clothes started. Get my car on. Oh, get something. I've got to get to the office.
Good morning, Mr. Brooks' office. Oh, hi, Sarah. No, I wasn't doing very much. Just writing Mr. Brooks a fan letter. Well, somebody has to do it. The man's a big radio star. Gee, I'm having trouble. Maybe you can help. Can you think of a compliment? I thought of that, too, but calling a man lucky really isn't a compliment. Well, all I've got so far is, Dear Mr. Brooks. Well, maybe I'll just sign that. After all, dear's a nice thing to say. Uh-oh, I hear footsteps. I'll call you later, Sarah. Good morning, Mr. Brooks.
Don't try and humor me, Gladys. This is not a good morning. Haven't you heard? We haven't got a show tonight.
You haven't got a show tonight. I'm just your secretary.
Gladys, if I don't have a show, I don't need a secretary.
Maybe I have some old jokes in my car.
That's better. Now, look, I got a whole show to write in the next few minutes, so no calls, no visitors, no nothing. I don't want to be disturbed.
You've been disturbed for the last 12 years.
If you weren't my mother, you'd never have this job.
If I wasn't your mother, I wouldn't need this job.
Well, at least there's paper in the typewriter. That's a start. Now, let's see. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's funny. Let's see, maybe something about the president. Who is the president?
Hello, Albert!
Edgar, didn't my mother tell you I was busy?
Nope. She just said she didn't want to be disturbed. I said, who does?
Look, I'm very busy. What do you want?
Oh, nothing.
Edgar, if I'm paying you to be my lawyer, and you come in here and bother me for no reason at all, one of us has got to be pretty stupid. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Look, Edgar, I got work to do.
Okay. Just sign these papers.
What are they?
Oh, this is the lady suing you about the car.
Oh, no.
And this is the man suing you for slandering him on last week's show.
Last week's show? What did I say?
You said he wrote it. And this is the last one.
What is it?
It's a picture for my daughter. Could you autograph it?
Oh, all right, I suppose. Edgar, this isn't a picture of me. It's a picture of the Empire State Building.
You're on radio, Mr. Brooks. My daughter has no idea what you look like.
Will you get out of here?
See you later. Bye-bye.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Who? What number are you calling? This is my private line. How did you get this number? Oh, a wrong number, huh? Well, look, mister. Instead of wasting nickels calling people you don't even know, why don't you save your money and help your country at the same time? What do you mean, what do I mean? Haven't you ever heard of Series E war bonds? Right, the same kind Albert Brooks talks about on the radio. They're an investment in your country's future. They're the safest way to save. And Uncle Sam needs your dollars and your dimes right now more than ever. Your money's got work to do over there. So don't waste time. Visit your nearest bank or post office and start saving the Series E war bonds way today. Thank you. Oh, By the way, mister, you say you listen to the Albert Brooks Show, huh? What did you think of last week's program? Oh, yeah? Well, your show stinks, too. What does he know? He can't even put his finger in the right hole. Now, let's see. Where was I? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Maybe it's too much of a cliche. Nah, it couldn't be. Everybody else uses it. Let's see.
Hey, Mr. Brooks, have no fear. Eddie Rinaldi is here.
Eddie, what are you doing here? Why aren't you rehearsing with the rest of the band? Hey, wait, you can't put your drums on my rug. What are you doing?
I'm putting my drums on your rug.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you got that drum solo in the middle of the Benny Goodman medley tonight.
That's right, Pops. After tonight, this could be the Eddie Rinaldi Show. After last week, it should be the Eddie Rinaldi Show.
Okay, Eddie, just play me your solo.
You got it, man.
Great, Eddie. Now, will you get out of here?
No problem, Fat.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any work done here. Might as well go over to the studio. Well, at least this hustle and bustle is getting my mind going. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, see, it works when you're in the studio. Now, I was going to say something about the president.
Mr. Brooks.
Henry, what are you doing here? You're not on this week's show.
That's what I'm doing here. I haven't been in the show for the last two eight weeks.
Well, I know that, Henry, but I'm making some changes in the program. Certain characters are being fired.
Am I?
Yes, you are, Henry.
Is it because I
stutter? Stammer? Say it! No, Henry, you don't stink. It's just that the show's running over budget.
Oh. Well, it's fortunate I got that weekend job.
Weekend job? I didn't know you had a weekend job, Henry. What do you do?
I'm an auctioneer.
See you next week, Henry. Oh, my goodness. Half hour to showtime and we still don't have that script. What am I going to do?
Well, how is Mr. Talent this evening?
Look, Bill, a fine producer you are coming around here a half hour before we go on the air. Why do you bother to show up at all?
Well, I wasn't planning to, but my golf game ended early.
Didn't you hear what happened? The network called this morning. They rejected tonight's script. I've got no show.
Relax, Brillo head. You ain't got nothing to worry about. The president of the network called me on the 14th green. Just lucky for you, I putt with a phone.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
He said this week's script was fine.
Fine? Oh, my goodness, what a relief. Now I've got something to say. But wait a minute. What made him change his mind?
He didn't change his mind. He still hates what he read.
Yeah, well, what did he read? No, don't tell me.
Last week's show.
Oh, boy. Good night, everybody.
The Albert Brooks Show comes to you each Wednesday night from Hollywood and stars Sheldon Leonard and Pat Carroll with Dawes Butler, Bob Holt, Franklin McCormick, Mel Reed, Sid Feller and his orchestra, the Altones, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and of course, Albert Brooks, who says, "War bonds are winning the war, so buy more." Good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
In just a minute, we're going to go back to the Troubadour for the rewriting of the national anthem. This piece was specially recorded in stereo, so to help you get the most enjoyment out of it, a brief stereo demonstration is presented first. Adjust your amplifier accordingly. The national anthem, what happened? Oh, someone got up. No, you don't have to stand. the national anthem of this country, the Star Spangled Banner, is going to have to be rewritten very soon. Nobody sings it on the way to work anymore. Remember the good old days? You'd pass a guy going to work.
Oh, say, can you see? Hello, Dr. Brown.
They don't do that. What's the fair way to rewrite this kind of a song? By the way, you people here, you really can't see during this bit, can you? Because the piano. Those are the goon seats. You'll find a picture and a resume under the seat. Read along. Let me update it. Put down riding and swimming, okay? What's the fair way to rewrite a song like that, a national song? Do you hire the country's most popular songwriter? What, Burt Bacharach? Let him do it? That's not fair. No, why? Let one hire a professional? You wouldn't want that song anyway. Hey, no place. It's got trees, it's got mountains. I think the fair way to rewrite the song is to hold open auditions. Put a piano, put a good piano, let everyone sound good, in a building in Washington, get a panel of judges, and hold auditions for the new national anthem. So let's go to Washington to those auditions now. Not literally, of course, I meant comedically. Listen, last night I said that, and 30 people went out in the alley and waited for like a bus to take them, and of course, there was no bus there, and I felt like a fool. All right, please be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of you. We gotta get through it very, please be quiet. Very quickly, sit down at the piano, state your name, where you're from, play your song, all right? Don't give us any titles. Please be quiet. Don't give us any titles. We'll call them all the anthem. If we like it, we'll get your title from you later, okay? State your name, where you're from, play your song. We'll stop you when we've heard enough. Let's go quickly. You're first.
First? Ted Rutherford? Dallas, Texas.
Ghetto you choose. You jail all your black.
Thank you. Hal Carter. I lived the last 75 years in Michigan. I was born there, I'm 75 years old.
While we stand here waiting
for the ball game to start. Let's give thanks for our home and our two-car garage. Let's give thanks for TV. Thank you. Let's give thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Kid, stand over there, kids. All right. All right. Hi. I'm Lee, and the kids here to my left are the Anthemites. And we're from Sarasota, Florida. Ready?
Ooh, I like the USA. Ooh, ooh, I like the USA. Ooh, it's better than Russia or China. Ooh, it's better than Yugoslav. Thank you.
Lights be changed at all?
All right, it's not important.
Before I sing my song, I should tell you a bit about myself. My name is Mr. Robert Bob Harmon, and I currently live and work in the very exciting city of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an entertainer. And you know, Vegas is a great place, an exciting place, but originally I'm from a much quieter place. A place up north, out west, a place I call Portland. What a great place it is. In one 30 square mile radius, there's more to do than almost anywhere in the world. There's hunting and fishing and boating and camping. Get on with it! I am, it's how I get into it in the actor. It's got beautiful waterfalls and gorgeous trees, but you know, it's part of a bigger place. It's part of a country. Can you guess which country it is? No, it's not Denmark or Poland or Sweden or Rome. Get on with it! It's a lovely place I call home. I'm proud to say I've got a country. Got a country. I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Get off the stage!
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for tonight for the Comedy of Albert Brooks. As I said at the beginning, most of what we heard came from an album from 1975 on Asylum Records called A Star Is Bought. And that last wonderful piece about the rewriting of the national anthem came from a very rare record from 1973 on the ABC label entitled Comedy Minus One. And let's see, next week's program is a salute to classical music featuring the likes of Victor Borge and Peter Schickele doing PDQ Bach and the Portsmouth Symphonia. And the only reason I say the likes of is because I haven't put it together yet and I don't know what's going to be in it, but it should be a lot of fun. The address for anyone with any comments, criticisms, fan letters, obscene postcards, whatever, is Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, 1900, KCRW, Funny Stuff, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. I just got some new stationery made up, so I want some letters that I can answer. So other than that, there's not much to tell you other than that I thank you for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And this is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.